This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, do you get a star, and you get a star, and you get a star? Because if you listen to Joe Lacob, that's all that's going to keep happening. And I have not listened to this yet, but I have a feeling it's going to scare me. I really do. I'm not kidding here. Joe Lacob is one of the best owners in sports. So get that out of the way. Get that out of your head. Get it out of your mouth. All of that stuff. Joe Lacob is one of the best owners in sports. Period. End of sentence. But I do have questions when Steph Curry leaves. And I'd be fine if Joe would just say, and we have questions when Steph Curry leaves. But that's not what Joe says. Joe will keep telling you that when number 30 leaves, oh, watch the amazeballs Warriors after that. They're just going to keep on holding parades constantly. At least that's the goal. And I got no problem with goals. But let's hear it, okay? TK Show, Andrew Bogut in 10 minutes on Willard and Dibbs. TK Show. Joe Lacob on the goal going forward into the post-Steph era.
We're going to do everything we can to try to maintain and be a significant NBA franchise with aspirations to win championships for as many years of the next 15 that I'm doing this as we have over the prior 15. Whether we'll achieve it, I'm sure I can see the text right now from the internet saying, oh, Lacob, you know, you're ridiculous. You're done when this group's gone. Well, don't really think so. I'm sorry. I refuse to admit that. We're going to continue to try hard, work real hard. And if it takes spending money to make money or spending money to, in this case, win, you know, if that's what it takes within the construct of the rules, we do that. But whatever it takes, we're going to do it because I'm not here to screw around. We're not here to screw around. This is not some passive thing for me. This is every day, every night, waking up. I think about it all day, all night. It's what we do. It's what we want to do. It's what we enjoy doing. We want to win. We want to be a significant player in the NBA landscape every year.
Okay, listen, I love the tone of it. I really do. I do think he's crazy, but I also think crazy is good. It's good for that job. That's like tucked into all of that. You could never ask for more from an owner of your favorite team than that. Where he's like, I live, breathe, sleep,
yep.
Winning. I'm obsessed with this going well. As opposed to, I'm obsessed with making money. And if we've got to move to Sacramento and become the blanks, we will.
I thought you were going to go to, we're obsessed with breaking even.
I mean,
we're just trying to break even out here.
There's not another owner in sports that strikes the right chord as Joe Lacob when it comes to that. But at the same time, as he called it, texts from the internet.
Yep, which is fine.
It's fine. I'm looking at him right now.
95797.
Yeah.
57.
He's right. Everybody is going to think that that's crazy talk. I can't wait to sit back and watch him try.
Yes, I can't wait either. And I was just thinking about how ludicrous Luda that is. And then I thought about the Lakers and what they did in 30 years from 1980 to 2010. And they won 10 titles. Magic, Kareem, Shaq and Kobe, Adala Papau, other supporting players. So in 30 years, which is what Joe's talking about, 15 down, they've got 4, 15 to go. They would need 6 in the next 15 to to get the 10 that the Lakers got in that 30-year span. I know it's a different league now, because back then it was Lakers and Celtics and maybe two other teams who ever had a chance. A lot more parity now, international players, a lot more teams have stars and whatnot, but that's where the bar is, because the Lakers won 10 and 30. Joe's got 4 and 15, which I will never scoff at it. And I'll be honest, when he came in with that same level of hubris and cocksure and ego, I scoffed.
Of course.
I mocked. I did the whole thing.
Everyone thought it was ridiculous. Especially with this organization.
Right.
With where this fan base has been. And I'd say that's the only difference to what you're talking about is, are the Warriors different under Joe Lacob? Yeah, and so are we. We grew up watching a Warrior franchise where if we made it to the first round, everybody was like, we don't need to go to June for a parade. We could just do this now. How about make burgers at McDonald's and we'll call them the Tim and Chris Burger? Or if you want, you can call them a Chris and Tim Burger. And we're going to celebrate this first round. That's who we used to be.
Yep.
And now we're over here going, six seed joke. Absolute joke. So we're different, and that's good. And they're different, and that's good. My question is, okay, Joe, you want to do four more? Obviously, that means that even if you still believe Steph's got another one in him, you want to do four more. So who's going to be that person? And with all this money that you're spending on these guys now, how are you going to acquire new players? This was my question after the Jimmy Butler deal. My biggest concern was that they essentially put all their resources into that deal. And then they're going to sign Kuminga, and they've got no room else to do anything else ever for the next 3-4 years. Well, that question came up. Listen to what he said again on the TK show.
We have optionality. I mean, one of the things about our position, which I don't think the media portrays entirely accurately or to its fullest extent, is that when you compare us to some other teams who have gone, quote, all in, we've gone all in on money more than any other team. We've paid whatever to bring people, you know, to try to win. But we have all of our draft choices after this one's up this year, past this summer. Basically, all of our draft choices with part of 2030, I think, isn't ours. But basically, going forward, the vast majority of our draft picks we have a lot of good young players. We haven't given up any of them, really. And so I think if we wanted to change things around at some point this summer or whatever, we have the option to do that. We have the assets to do that.
Now that really speaks to me.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Me. That's interesting. Now, it's just words right now. You got to see it. But there's no reason to doubt Joe Lacob when he's talking about the willingness to spend money. And if I misread that upon the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, then, you know, that's bad on me. But I really thought that deal meant the Warriors, to a certain degree, were all in and doors closed. Joe is like, we can still spend more, and we have assets that we can use. And to a degree, and maybe to a very large degree, he is right. Because they waited for a deal where they did not have to give up a ton, and you look at what would their potential assets be this offseason. Well, good Lord, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski has revitalized his value. Even a Moses Moody is a piece. And just about all of your draft picks.
Yep.
And in a pinch, if you're needing to match major salaries, Jimmy Butler is a piece that's tradable and is playing very well still. So
Draymond Green.
And Draymond Green, sure. Yeah. And everybody.
Not named Steph. Buddy Hield's making nothing. And so if you're a team that needs an eighth man shooter, a guy who he can shoot.
He'll hit a three now.
He will. And he's not making a lot. And his salary is very flat over the next couple of years. So they do have assets. And what I heard him say is a little bit like the LA Rams with kind of F them picks, because they don't have this year's pick, most likely. And he mentioned that the 2030 pick. I don't know exactly when or how that would confer, but that means over the next 4 years after this year, you have picks that you can shop.